$5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger chicken sandwich, wedges, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra. Howdy, Mom folks. KFC's Colonel Sanders here. I know you don't want to do Mom stuff on Mother's Day, so have Dad pick up a delicious KFC $20 fill-up. The family gets 8 pieces of delicious, freshly prepared chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, 1 large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits. It's your day, so tell your family they can figure it out themselves for once in their lives. And then I'll figure it out for them, so they've kind of learned nothing. Oh well, at least you won't have to cook. KFC, it's finger-licking good. For a limited time at participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
A federal appeals court today will hear arguments on the president's executive order which bans new visas for people from 6 predominantly Muslim countries. All 15 judges from the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, expected to take part as the Trump administration is appealing a Maryland judge's ruling in March that blocked that ban. In Chicago, 2 people dead, 8 others wounded, and 2 suspects on the run after a shooting in the city's Brighton Park neighborhood. Alderman Raymond Lopez said last night,
"Last week, we've seen assault rifles used on police. Today, they're used on gang members in broad daylight."
The shooting thought to be gang-related retaliation for a shooting earlier in the day that killed a man in that same vicinity. And again, no arrests have been made. New York's Yankees completing a 3-game sweep of the defending champion Cubs with a 5-4 win last night at Wrigley Field. The game went 18 innings. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
An unmanned mini space shuttle is back on the ground at Cape Canaveral after a surprise landing. That's because it was such a classified mission. The Air Force finally confirming yesterday that the X-37B shuttle made a safe return to the Florida Kennedy Space Center after the secret 2-year mission. Being that the mission was so secret, the military hasn't released any further details. The State Department confirming it's aware of a 4th American being detained by North Korea. Earlier, the North had claimed that Washington was trying to assassinate leader Kim Jong-un. Here's Priscilla Huff with some reaction from Washington.
Kim Hak-soon has been accused of plotting hostile acts. Earlier, the regime claimed that an American man named Kim would try to explode a device to spread radioactive particles or biochemical substances at a military parade, an assassination plot against the regime of Kim Jong-un. The regime is also holding 2 other American citizens, both with the family name Kim. Separately, Otto Warmbier, just 22, was sentenced to 15 years hard labor for trying to steal a propaganda sign from a hotel. This is Priscilla Huff reporting from Washington.
And Netflix is renewing 13 Reasons Why for a second season, the first season focusing on messages left behind by a teen who commits suicide. It raised some controversy among critics who felt it glamorized teen suicide. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Local weather today at huntertonchamberradio.com, Flemington and the surrounding area, if you happen to be nearby. 51 degrees outside right now. Today, mostly cloudy, high near 59. Tonight, possible patchy frost. Very early in the morning. And then little patchy frost after 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, high in the 60s. Cloudy on the overnight Tuesday, low in the 30s. Highs Wednesday, Thursday in the 60s, low in the 40s at night. And then Friday, again, coming to the weekend, a little chance of showers. Highs in the 60s, and into Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, welcome to the table. Chef Bill's Table here. Your host, Bill Kinslow. I'm chef at Jake's Restaurant here in Flemington. Get together every Monday or anytime you want in the archives. Talk about food, beverages, celebrations, other things across our table here. Think of a little conversation today. Pete Rustian is back from Black River Tea and Spice Company. Pete's going to be a regular guest on the show. We're going to try for the second Monday of every month. Nurcio. I reversed it.
That's
sorry,
okay.
Pete.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're based out of Old Wick. And I guess it's, Pete, a new business, relatively new?
Yeah, we just less than 2 months, actually. So we're building our business right now.
Okay.
And, we're gaining clients.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we're going to have you as a regular. I think as a chef, talking about spices and seasonings is always a good springboard for conversation. And with Pete's help, I've already learned some things and hopefully a little bit of education. After all, we know how to do things or what to do, but completing the circle is why. And Pete's background is chemistry, and there's a lot of chemistry in cooking, as we know. So Pete's going to we're going to analyze spices individually or maybe some blends. We've got summer's coming up. There's barbecue season. Good chance to get creative with spice rubs. Today we're going to do cinnamon. We did black pepper last time, very universal spice, and probably cinnamon, Pete, if I'm not mistaken, is another one of the oldest spices out there.
Absolutely. The earliest references to it goes to the Egyptians 2,000 years ago. So it's been around, and it's been part of the spice trade back then.
Okay. So I'm guessing like a lot of spices, it needs a warm climate to grow in?
Cinnamon is one of those, as a rule, by the way, spices tend to be warm climate types of things, whereas herbs tend to be temperate zones. So you
okay.
can grow thyme and rosemary when you have cold winters. It's not to say that you can't grow them in tropical areas, but you can't grow spices normally that are tropical in temperate zones.
Okay, so when we did black pepper, it was, as I recall, a berry. Kind of,
yeah, it's
so cinnamon is something a little bit different. Most things are are little seeds or berries, but cinnamon is something totally different. What is it?
Absolutely. Cinnamon is the inner bark of a tropical evergreen tree. And there are four types of cinnamon that that are grown, or four types of trees, species. And the cinnamon comes from principally either a tree called Cinnamomum virum, which is true cinnamon, or it's coming from three other species, which really come under the heading of cassia or cassia. I mispronounce that all the time. I say cassia, but it's cassia. Oh, it's
cassia, yeah, I see that on the labels sometimes.
Yes, it's lumped in with cinnamon in the United States, whether you are selling cassia or true cinnamon. You can label the bottle as cinnamon, either way. In Europe, that's not the case. In Europe, legally, you cassia has to be labeled cassia, and cinnamon can be is labeled cinnamon. You can't just kind of, you know, mix them together.
Okay, and that's universal. Like, canela is the Spanish term, I guess. That just means cinnamon.
Yep.
I see canela sometimes.
It just means cinnamon.
Okay.
Canela is also the Mexican word for cinnamon. And
okay.
Zimt, I guess, is German.
Is that, and then, so is that the true cinnamon or is it the cassia?
Yeah, the in Mexico, they favor true cinnamon.
Okay.
And that's Ceylonese cinnamon. That's, again, Cinnamomum virum. That particular cinnamon is very popular in Europe. And it's very popular in Mexico. So popular that, in fact, not only is it called Ceylonese cinnamon, but it's called Mexican cinnamon as well.
Yeah, they kind of champion the combination with chocolate because, of course, cocoa was indigenous to that area,
Central South America. Yeah.
So they're the ones
that
kind of matched up the chocolate. And cinnamon, we usually think of as being sweet because it's always usually in pastries and desserts, but... Well, we're going to actually do a tasting a little bit later, mm-hmm. but it's kind of, isn't it kind of bitter or neutral?
Well, cassia is bitter.
Okay.
And true cinnamon is not. And therein lies the difference. As I said, there were four species.
Okay.
And where I said that Cinnamomum virum was the true cinnamon, that grows in Ceylon, called Sri Lanka now. But there's three other species which are all classified as cassia. There's Cinnamomum birmani, and that's called Pandang cinnamon or Carinci cinnamon. There's Cinnamomum lorioroi. That's hard to say, lorioroi. And that is called Saigon cinnamon. And then there's Cinnamomum cassia, which is Chinese cinnamon.
Okay. So, yeah, and I'm seeing really the across many cuisines. It's in there, and with savory, too, and we'll talk about some ideas of that. But, yeah, it's in Chinese five-spice powder.
Yes, it is.
And the Greek cuisine, obviously, anything, right? Mediterranean, Sicilian, Moroccan.
Yes, absolutely. Even the Middle East, they use quite a bit of cinnamon in different types of blends, you know, seasonings that they
have. Yeah, it's in curries.
Yep, in some, yes.
So... In the warmer climates, and we think of it as a warming spice, and I always think of those kind of spices with fall and winter. So it's cold weather, but I think they're called warming because they do warm, right?
Well, that might be the perception. They are very different in flavor, that's something that's pretty interesting about them. And they have more appropriate uses, each one. So, for instance, true cinnamon has like a warming feeling, and cassia more so. But cassia as a whole tends to be harsher than true cinnamon.
Okay.
So you would find cassia being used, like, for instance, Chinese cassia. That is very cinnamon-smelling and cinnamon-tasting.
Very aromatic, okay.
Yes, but it's very bitter as well. So that's very good cinnamon to use if you're mass-producing candy that has cinnamon in it because you're putting sugar to counteract the bitterness.
Okay, so I look on a tube of toothpaste, and it's cinnamon flavored. And of course, I look on the ingredients, and all it says is flavor. It doesn't even say cinnamon or, I mean.
It could be an oil. It could very well be an oil.
But would it be synthesized, though, the flavor of it?
No, actually, those are the flavors. Cinnamon flavor is generally extracted from the parts of the tree that are not used to make cinnamon sticks or cinnamon quills. So, for instance, small branches, leaves.
Oh, okay.
You can heat that up and steam distill it, and you when it starts to distill, the flavor oils in these components of the tree co-distill, and when you catch them on the other side of your distillation unit, you'll wind up starting to see a slick of oil on the top, and that's the essential oils.
So the whole tree can be used then, or part?
Yeah, well, they do. They do. They grind it up and the leaves, and so they can release the oils, and then they distill it.
No wonder there was so much of it out there. We're against a quarter hour right now. We're going to take a quick break for a couple of messages here at the table. And we'll be back with Pete and explore the spice trades, right? The pathway. Chef Bill's Table.
Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the teas? Have you had enough of mine?
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Creamery wants to help you raise money for your local fire company. In honor of International Firefighter Day, Pambi's will be holding a two-week fundraiser beginning May 2nd. Pambi's will donate 25% of your purchase price to your designated fire company. Simply download the flyer from the Pambi's website and bring it to Pambi's, located on Route 31 just north of Payne Road. Pambi's will also donate 25% of your purchase of Pambi's products at ShopRite. They have flyers there, too. Honor the men and women who would risk their life to save yours. Pambi's, purely delicious.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back at the table here with Pete from Spice Island, right?
Spice River, Island. Spice and Tea.
Spice Island up in the Old Wick there. Pete Rusney is here. So we're talking about cinnamon. And so we found the source. It's tree bark, which is kind of cool. Now, does the tree have the aroma in the forest, or is it the inner bark, right?
It's the inner bark of the tree. And normally, you don't really smell. When you walk through a plantation of cinnamon, you don't really smell the cinnamon.
Not like a pine thing?
No, not like a pine. Those are terpenes that are getting released. That's not the case with cinnamon.
Okay, and cinnamon's basically it's an oil then, right?
The components of cinnamon, the flavor oil itself, there are several components to that. The main component, the classic cinnamon taste and smell, comes from a compound called transcinnamaldehyde. It's named transcinnamaldehyde because it smells like cinnamon. Yeah. But there are other components to that as well. There's cinnamyl acetate, which is a derivative, transcinnamic acid, which is another derivative. There's cinnamyl alcohol. There's eugenol, which you'll find in other types of spices. And there's linalool, and there's caryophyllene. These are different components in the flavor oil. And, in fact, you'll find them in all types of cinnamon from all four species, but in different amounts.
Okay, and so that, I guess, is what gives the different cinnamons the different flavors.
Yeah, you'll get different bouquets and different flavors. Let's take a look at some bouquets, and maybe you'll see what
I
mean.
Yeah, Pete's brought some samples here, and I guess we're going to play Stump the Chef here and have me guess what's what.
What I'd like you to do is to just I'm going to open up the bag, give it to you, and I want you to take a big whiff of what's inside the bag, and I want you to tell me your impression as whether or not the odor is strong or not, if it's sweet or not, if it's cinnamony or not. That's kind of a hard word for me.
Cinnamony.
Cinnamony or not. And I'd like you to do that for these three samples. So I'm going to give you the first one.
Okay. What do we have here? So these are, looks like larger.
Yep. Get your nose in there. Having trouble?
It's almost tobacco-like.
Yeah. Would you say it's a strong, strong cinnamon smell?
No.
Of course not. Yeah, no.
It's, they look like they're larger, and it...
I'm going to give you the second one. I want you to tell me if that it's different or the same.
All right. Now, these are a little smaller, look more than I'm used to. I'm getting a little more cinnamon.
A little more cinnamon, right?
Some black pepper, though.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
I mean that's the impression on my nose is the black pepper.
You might have some undertones, and actually that's a pretty good one. This one would be interesting as well. Get a nice big breath of that.
Gotta get this little baggie open here.
You might as well just use both hands and bring it up to your nose, both hands. Weaker, stronger?
I'm gonna take a breath here. It reminded me of the second one that I tasted.
Reminds you of the second one. Would you say it's a little weaker or a little stronger?
That one.
Here.
I gotta go back
here. Compare, yep. Here, you can do it like that. One.
I'd say the last one is a little stronger.
Ah, good nose. You know, being a good chef is having a good nose.
Well, so, it's 90% of taste.
It's 90% of taste.
Yeah, so when we taste beverages, for example, you've got your sweet, sour, salt, and bitter. If you have a cold or you plug your nose, that's, you know, you can taste food for that. But it's I always try to bring the wine back through my nose, meaning just breathing out just through your nose with your mouth closed, it allows everything to kind of dissolve, and you can get different notes, floral notes, things like that,
sort
even
like
spice notes out of wine or beer or anything, any spirits, scotches, whiskeys, but that's how I taste. So the nose is really where it's at.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now let's talk about what you were smelling. Okay, so this first one, which had almost no smell, believe it or not, this is the true cinnamon, Celanese cinnamon.
Okay.
This is the expensive stuff.
Wow.
You didn't smell it, and you're thinking, why am I paying so much? It doesn't even smell like cinnamon.
Right.
All right, we'll talk about that in a minute. So that's what this is. This, it's lighter colored sticks, you can see. And
yeah,
you can see
they're
that they're
large.
Like
big. They're big.
They're big. They're papery rolls. You can see the edges of it are sort of like fringed. And it's generally lighter in color than the other sticks. This is true cinnamon, and this has almost no cinnamon odor. Now, the second one you smelled was pandan cinnamon.
Okay.
Okay, this is the, or Kerinci cinnamon. It's from Indonesia. And
Kerinci, I've seen that term before.
Yeah. Pandan, yeah. Kerinci.
Yep.
Yep. That's the area. Now, the flavor oils in the Celanese cinnamon is about 1.5% to 1.5%. In pandan cinnamon, the flavor oil concentration or essential oil concentration is 2 to 2.5%. This one here is Saigon cinnamon. The flavor oil concentration in essential oils is 3 to 5%, and of that, 25% of that is cinnamaldehyde, the thing responsible for the cinnamon smell.
Okay, so then why is the weaker smelling stuff more expensive?
Why is it more expensive? Good question. Okay, so what it is with cinnamon is that you have two camps when it comes to flavor. The one camp, which has the Saigon cinnamon and the pandan cinnamon, those are both truly cassia, okay? Whereas the Celanese cinnamon is in a class by itself called true cinnamon.
Okay.
Now, the cassia is more loaded with cinnamaldehyde than the Celanese cinnamon. So you don't smell the cinnamon smell. Celanese cinnamon does have cinnamon in it, but not as much as the others. Saigon cinnamon or Saigon cassia, of the three cassias, is the most expensive because it's the most loaded with cinnamaldehyde in it.
Okay.
But what makes Celanese cinnamon more expensive than any of it is the fact that it has a myriad of different flavors due to different components in a unique ratio from the cassias. So when you use it, and you put it into foods, although you can't smell anything from the stick, when you put it into foods, you get more of a floral type of
effect. That's what I was going to say. I mean, I used to make tobacco, but almost like a wooden body. You know, it smells more like like wood.
Yeah.
More like what it is.
It's interesting.
In the aromas, but then the flavors, so that's the one to use for savories then.
This is best used when you're creating dishes where there's light flavor, like cream dishes or cream desserts or fruit desserts.
Oh, so it
desserts.
Is good for desserts, okay.
You can put this in, and it is a much more complex floral bouquet and taste profile than these other ones. These other ones, acacia, have more cinnamaldehyde in them.
You know what you got.
But
you got
this hits you over the head with cinnamon, bung, right on the head. Whereas the Celanese is more of a holistic type of floral presentation.
Probably go well with cardamom. That's another one of those haunting spices there. You don't know what it is. But you're usually just steeping it and getting some flavors out of it.
We'll be talking about that, I guess, at some point.
Another expensive one, yeah.
But, yeah, so that's the interesting thing with these cinnamons or cassias, is that they're much more in your face, whereas the Celanese is more of a complex mixture flavor, and that's what makes it more expensive because it does produce a much better tasting profile in foods. So, as I said, Celanese cinnamon is very good for light-flavored desserts, creamy vanilla-type desserts where you want to add cinnamon. The Chinese stuff is very good for when, since it's bitter but cinnamon type of smell in it, it's good for sweets where there's sugar added. So if you're going to make candy, cinnamon candy, the Chinese cinnamon tastes like cinnamon, but it's got a lot of bitter components in it too.
Okay.
So you'd add it there. And
so that, yeah, with
to
sugar.
Counteract the bitter, okay. You have all the sugar.
So if you use too bitter a one in a savory dish, then you almost, I mean, you've got to do a little sweetening or a little salt to offset it.
Absolutely. You can use the Ceylonese cinnamon also in savory. That is a good point for that. The other two are also interesting. Like, for instance, general use, baking, general cooking. The pandang cinnamon is great. And if you want to do something that's going to have a special cinnamon punch to it without the bitter, without the extra sugar that you would need for the Chinese cinnamon, then you go with Saigon cinnamon. Okay. So if you're like Cinnabon type of rolls you're making, use the Saigon cinnamon.
I was going to say there's whole chains based on cinnamon now.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to take a break here at the half hour. We've got a little news break coming up. But I think I had a question. So we always say that it's best to buy spices whole and grind them. Is it advisable to grind your own cinnamon bark?
You can. The thing with cinnamon is that when you buy the quills, which are the sticks,
right,
they're a heck of a lot more expensive than buying ground cinnamon.
Okay.
So if you don't mind, you know, it's like taking a big diamond and cutting it into a bunch of little ones. You know, do you really want to do that?
Okay, I understand. All right, we got a break for a quick news break here, and we'll be back and explore some more cinnamon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Many difficulties have weakened us since a long time. I know them all, the economical difficulties, the social fractures.
That's French President-elect Emmanuel Macron speaking through an interpreter following his big Sunday election victory here in the United States. Democratic Senator Christopher Coons of Delaware notes that Emmanuel Macron is facing some big and immediate challenges.
Macron is young and untested, and it's entirely possible that he will try and face up to the security and economic challenges that France faces and fail, and that there will be another round of populism.
After one federal judge blocked it in March, the president's revised so-called travel ban goes before the full Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals today. It's unusual for all 15 judges to hear such a case, but they will. This is USA Radio News.
The world's largest healthcare company, Johnson & Johnson, introduced two interactive museum experiences. Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse, located in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and the digital companion, ourstory.jnj.com. Alex Gorsky, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer.
What you're going to find when you go into this museum, you're going to be able to touch our past through 3D interfaces, a two-dimensional photography that highlight different milestones, the credo.
Both experiences take visitors on a journey through time and around the world as they explore the stories behind more than 130 years of healthcare innovations that have changed the course of human health. Margaret Gerowitz, Chief Historian.
Some of my favorite artifacts in the building are Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages tins, over 97 years of the product's history. Some of the fabric that was used to sew employee uniforms early in our history.
Johnson & Johnson, Our Story at the Powerhouse will open to their employees initially. And anyone interested in learning more can visit ourstory.jnj.com.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down to you.
All right, we're back at the table here with Peter from Black River Tea and Spice Company. Spice and tea, I'm sorry. Well, I'll get this right after. Good thing you're going to be regular.
I'm just going to put a business card on your microphone. How's that?
That's right. And, of course, Pete, you do have a web presence, right? You've got
www.blackriverspice.com.
Okay, and you also have a Facebook.
Come and like us. And if you're really liking this program and you like the critiquing of spices that we'll be doing, I will be posting on Facebook when the next one is and what we're going to be doing, so you guys will know ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, so I think this is, you know, it's the essence of cooking. I mean, you know, food's got some good basic taste, but how do you vary it from, you know, we don't eat that many different things anymore, so you really need to vary it. But some of the uses, now I know at the restaurant, for example, we have a chicken tikka masala, and we marinate the chicken in yogurt, and we have grated ginger and grated garlic, but there's cinnamon and coriander and cumin. You don't think, you know, you think cumin's more of a chili spice, and but that's our marinade for the chicken, and then of course the cream, kind of a tomato orange type sauce, has other curry spices in it, but that's the marinade. And the chicken tikka sometimes is just enjoyed on its own, like a little, you know, you could make kebabs out of it. But also Stephen, my owner's father, had Wiener King, for those of you longtime Flemington residents, and they had what's called the Texas Wieners, which is kind of a Jersey thing. And that originated from what's better known as Cincinnati chili. So what happens is the Greeks go to Cincinnati and those areas, and they're making chili, but they're flavoring it with the spices that they knew. So instead of using just chilies like Texas chili, they're putting in the cinnamon and the cloves, the allspice, nutmeg, and it's more of a thinner sauce. They would, you know, serve it on spaghetti up there called four-way, five-way, or they have, it came to Jersey with the Texas Wieners. They call them Texas because it's chili, but it's not really Texas chili. So, but it's kind of those regional things that happen. We use it also, we make a Caribbean chicken soup, which will have peppers and tomatoes and sweet potatoes, even a little bit of honey, and the cinnamon goes in that, or even a sauce for a dish. So just in the restaurant, we use cinnamon in some different ways. And we'll use it in mulled wine in the wintertime and steep it in infusion for certain cocktails, but more towards the fall and the winter. The one I'm thinking of for Mother's Day, of course, for brunch is the pain perdu, the French toast. Even though we do usually a lot of pastries, the Times had a nice article on it last week. Cinnamon, again, we're going to taste them and figure out the difference here. One of my complaints about French toast is, A, people don't soak it in the custard enough. It's too eggy. Should be more of a milk or cream. And also you get hit over the head with cinnamon when it should be used maybe with a little bit more restraint. So, Pete, French toast. So cinnamon doesn't dissolve, really.
Right. It doesn't
dissolve. So it sits on the top. So, it tends to come out all in, you know, the first couple of pieces there.
The cinnamon itself is, if you will, more oil-based than it is water-based. So it doesn't dissolve in types of medium that are water-based, like milk. As a matter of fact, that's an important thing because when you have a medium that will dissolve cinnamon, then the cinnamon is more susceptible to decomposition and off flavors. So what I mean by that is, if you were to do some kind of dish that involves, let's say, a little oil in like a stir fry or something, and the recipe calls for cinnamon, you would not add the cinnamon up front early, because the cinnamon will burn. It'll dissolve better in the oil, and the flavor components will react with the air and oxidize.
Oh, that explains. So I was playing around last night, not to cut you short, but sure. I had a couple of chicken breasts. I said, you know what, I'm going to try, because I'd seen recipes for cinnamon chicken. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to just see how this stuff tastes without sugars and other things added to it. And I took a little bit of whole butter and just melted it and just sauteed a couple of chicken breasts. I used salt and pepper and then a little cinnamon. But that explains there was not It wasn't a bad flavor, but there wasn't what I expected out of it.
Yeah.
Although when I tried it with, I had some peppers and onions and tomatoes. That mixture with that cinnamon on the chicken worked very well.
And therein lies the difference. Now think about it. You're talking about a chili. Chili is water based. I mean, there's the sauce itself, the chili itself is in a water solution. It's not in an oil solution.
Okay.
So cinnamon will not burn because it doesn't dissolve as easily, and therefore it will not react with the air and oxidize as readily as it would in an oil situation.
So in stews and things like that, it's better than
you can add it early.
So I guess even if you did it in a roast, though, I've seen it, but I guess
you can add it to a roast, but in those cases under direct heat, you might get some air oxidation. But
yeah,
once
so that's
it
what
dissolves
happened.
Into the fat, then it's in a medium where it can do some chemistry. So
okay,
that's the issue. So cinnamon, if you use it in baking, right? You use it in baking all the time. But think about it: when you make a batter for a cake or a dough, use water. Right?
Yeah, you've got some fat in there, but it's
more
liquid.
But for the most part, it's a water-based type of thing. And therefore, if you heat it up right up front when you cook with cinnamon in that type of a system, you don't get that oxidation. But if you were to take a piece of meat and add some salt, pepper to it, maybe sprinkle a little cinnamon, and then fry it up, it won't taste right.
That's what it was lost on me. I said, all right, this is okay, but it wasn't.
So that's the rule of thumb. If it's water-based type of a dish, like in baking or in chili or in something like that or dessert, you can add it up front. But if it's oil-based type of thing, something that you fry or it broils and cooks in the fat of the meat, that's going to produce all flavors.
Okay. So the French toast. So we have the cinnamon in the French toast batter. So we take the bread and soak it. Comes out, of course, the cinnamon's floating on top, so a lot of it sticks to the bread. Yeah. Now you're putting it in butter.
Yep.
And then maybe that's why people over cinnamon, because they're like, there's not enough in there. I can't taste it.
You could. It
would be almost better to sprinkle cinnamon sugar on afterwards.
You're better off doing that.
Right?
You're much better off doing that. You go easier on the cinnamon. Because another thing that is an issue with cinnamon, remember I talked about the different flavor components?
Right.
One of the key components in cinnamon, especially in cashew or cassia, is coumarin. And coumarin is toxic. So it's not like if you eat a cinnamon flavored bun, you're going to get poisoned. No, that's not the case. But there is in cassia, in all three species, coumarin, and that is used medically as a blood thinner. But in high
Coumadin. That's where that comes from. Then.
Yeah.
In high
concentrations, can cause liver damage. So although using it as a spice, if you use it daily as a spice or something, it's not going to hurt you. But if there are benefits, medical benefits to cinnamon, supposedly, that studies have shown. If you load up all of a sudden, you're better off using true cinnamon, because true cinnamon, the Celanese cinnamon, has almost no coumarin in it.
Okay, all right.
Whereas all the other ones
have
a lot more.
Well, and capsaicin the same way. I mean, that's poison your body's trying to get rid of. That's why you get the head rush and the sweats and everything. Your body's pumping to get rid of it. It's like, oh, no, I don't want this stuff in here. You know, and that's where it comes from.
Yeah,
so
pepper spray.
Oh, so, yeah, I'm seeing more and more because this thing in the Times, they said, well, you know, a lot of people, to soak or not soak the French toast. I like to use a chunk, a harder bread. And soak it a little bit. I don't just want egg on the outside of white bread and fry it up. But they're saying even, put your sugar on at the end to brown it a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm thinking now just to sprinkle cinnamon sugar. My wife makes it and loves it all. She loves it on everything.
You see, the thing is that if you add more and you fry it up, the egg and milk mixture that you put the bread in before you fry it in the pan with butter, that's very, that is something that cinnamon can work with.
Yeah, so you're going to get some flavor.
You'll get some flavor. But you're also cooking quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, how long is it in there before you flip it over? A minute or two?
Well, this is the other thing with French toast. A lot of people don't cook it enough. You know, they just brown the outside, and the inside is
wet and cold.
Yeah, it's well, even regular toast, I think, especially restaurants, try to make it too fast. So they brown the outside with a conveyor toaster real quick, and the inside is like, no, you want it slowly, you know?
Good to know. I didn't know that.
I do toast in the toaster oven. I actually use the oven part. I don't use the toaster part.
Oh, really?
It's too hot. I go 350, 375, put the slices on the tray. You know, you have to flip them. It takes a little longer time, but I have true toast that's not floppy the minute you put something on it. So
maybe that's why we don't have too much French toast at our house. My wife doesn't like
it. Well, you start thinking a simple dish, and then, you know, and this is what happens. You know, we chefs get a little bit myopic sometimes on you start looking at one thing. But really, I mean, you know, there's a lot of – I mean, when people – there's not bad food out there. There's just bad cooking or bad – well, let's say not bad, but poor technique and maybe not understanding what's going on. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and then we're going to come back. We're going to actually taste these little – buggers here and see what the difference is. Chef Bill's Table.
Would you know my name if I saw you in heaven?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Ready to start your child's entrepreneurial adventure? Join us for this exclusive entrepreneurial learning event featuring the award-winning game Launch, limited to just 40 kids in the 4th through 8th grade. Friday, May 12th from 6 to 9 at the Deer Path YMCA, Woods Church Road in Flemington. Register online at huntertonchamber.org.
3, 2, 1.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank, the 4th annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
All right, we're back at the table here. Getting down to the last segment of the show here. So I was asking on the break there, I was asking Pete about when you see cinnamon in recipes, and many times it's used in conjunction with other spices that seem like they're almost the same, and nutmeg, allspice, maybe cloves, ginger, even mace, and Pete was saying, it makes sense. A lot of these grow in similar areas, so if people were experimenting and using spices, it's just naturally that, and nature has its way of doing it. I know we try to beat Mother Nature all the time, but I know I go back to tasting wines, how do you match up wine and food? I look what's grows together, goes together. And you can alter, you can play some, we usually try to do a couple of wild cards, but really you go back to what happens naturally in an area, and normally they work pretty well together.
That's how cuisines develop.
So we're going to we're going to taste these things, and when you're tasting chilies, because these have these oils here, we need to use fat to cleanse our palates, whereas with wine you might use something, you want water naturally, some maybe apple or bread. If you take water with a spice, it just kind of spreads it around even more. So we're going to use regular whole milk in between so we don't confuse what we have here. So what are we going to do first, Pete?
Okay, so the lightest colored one, this is the Celanese cinnamon. Remember, this had almost no smell.
Right.
So we could just take a piece, bite it off, and chew it in your mouth, bounce it around inside your mouth, and tell me what you think. See if you can pick out any kind of overtones or undertones. Not very strong.
No.
On the cinnamon.
No, it's very mild.
But do you taste some other kind of warmness, or would you say it's more
say
bitter
getting,
or harsh, or would you say it's
no, it's very nice. I'm getting, I want to say orange peel.
Maybe a little clove.
Or something like that, yeah.
You know? But not bitter and not harsh. You can eat this thick, and it's not something that you're going to spit out right away.
Okay, it's not going to rake my intestines?
Yeah. It's more floral.
No, it's very soft, the bark here.
Yeah, a little clovey.
Well, there it is, okay.
You know, a little floral. That's what you're paying for. That's what you're paying for, because when you put it into a dessert, like a vanilla cream type of dessert, or a fruity dessert, it just gives it a nice warm cinnamon floral flavor. Now, we're going to try the other ones. Now, the other ones I would not recommend to swallow, and you might even break your teeth. So
I can't afford to do that.
So so maybe we just suck on the stick or something to get the flavor. So we got to clean our palate.
First, I still want to say that it would go very, very well with orange or anything like that.
Yeah, it's a very pleasant cinnamon flavor. It's very light, very airy. If you're going to make a dessert where the other flavors don't compete, they're not harsh, this is the cinnamon to use. Now, where you're going to have things like pepper and whatnot, like if you make a chili or something, then you want a harsher cinnamon because it's got to compete.
Yes. Yeah, no, that's that first one. You could see then that would be good to steep you know, if you were making a pastry cream, let it steep in there for a little while, like you make a tea, right? Same idea. Get some extraction, and then you'd strain it out.
Actually, for a tea, you're better off with one of the stronger ones because remember the cinnamon. The components are more oil based. Remember how I always said it dissolves in oil. So when you use hot water, you're better off using a cinnamon or cassia in this case that is going to have a lot more flavor oils, so you have a better chance of leaching those oils out into the tea itself.
Oh, okay. So the first one, so the mild one, does that come powdered also?
You can powder it, yes, and it is available powdered. It's so crumbly, though. You can see that it easily breaks. But if you take the large stick, I don't know if you have a large stick in front of you.
No, but that I've had.
Let me do this. Let me give you a large stick here. I want to see if you can just easily crumble it like.
You're not crumbling. These are the ones that I.
Look at that. It's like a piece of wood.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't even break this one. So you can see that it's tough. So you got to suck on this stick. It's not something that you can chew up and swallow like.
No, but there now. The inside, and now I'm getting. I was going on more the end of it, but when you crack it fresh, and get the inside there, that's got some spice.
Now you can taste it.
And the tip of your tongue too is where you're going to get a tingle. Like a little tingle on the tip of my tongue.
A lot more flavor oils, and a lot more cinnamaldehyde, which is the classic cinnamon. Now, someone might ask, why don't you just use cinnamaldehyde straight up? Because then you get a very monotone cinnamon flavor. You need all the other ingredients to give you a nice rounded flavor. So you can see this is stronger. This is the pandang cinnamon or crunchy cinnamon. And you can break your teeth. I am breaking my teeth. But you can see.
But I'm putting around my, you know, your tongue is kind of a map where the sensors are. So in the middle of the tongue, I don't get as much, but at the tip of my tongue, I get a tingle out of this.
Yeah.
It's like a, you want to say almost like from a heat?
It's heat. It's a little pungent.
Pungent, that's the word.
It's a good way of putting it. So you got to wash. Let's wash our mouths one more time. Swallow all the little.
Oh, we got these little ones here.
Now these little ones are Saigon cinnamon. Probably use a molar to crunch it. Now, I'm getting a much more pronounced cinnamon, classic cinnamon flavor. You got to get it in between your molars and crunch it.
I don't have any molars left.
Oh, you don't have any molars?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, maybe that's the problem. But I do. And, and I can taste all of a sudden it's much more strong, much more. In-your-face cinnamon flavor.
Good.
Maybe after a little while.
More bitterness, too.
It's more, a little more, little, and that's not, it's actually sweeter. It's just that the flavor oils are very, very strong. So you're getting a bitter type of thing, but it's actually sweeter than the pandang cinnamon. What's even worse, which I don't have, is the cassia from China, or Chinese cassia. That is really nasty. Matter of fact, it's not even just the inner bark. They take the inner and outer bark and dry it. So that's like a piece of wood. And so Chinese cassia, you don't get as sticks. It only comes ground or in chips.
Okay. Yeah, this one you could still crunch these little bits, but that you're right. That's the one you think of as cinnamon. So, well, we're winding down now. We've got to. Scoot out of here and make got a couple of messages. We have the news coming up, and thanks very much, Pete. The hour flew by. We could, hopefully, everybody has a good Mother's Day. If you're going out, make sure you make a reservation. And if you're cooking at home, do something nice and familiar. It's always one of the best gifts you can give somebody is feed them well. Chef Bill signing off. With my guest, Pete Rusnia.
Nurcio.
I wrote it down wrong again. Man, you're going to kill me. BlackRiverSpice.com is the website, and we will talk to you next week. Thanks for listening.
News is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's